రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 35, 36, 37. సో లెట్స్ ఫస్ట్ చాంట్. సూత ఉవాచ.
సూత ఉవాచ.
పరీక్షితేవం ఆదిష్టః.
పరీక్షితేవం ఆదిష్టః.
సకలిర్జాతవే పతుః.
సకలిర్జాతవే పశుః.
తుః.
పశుః.
తు.
తు.
తం ఉద్యతాసిం ఆహేదం.
తం ఉద్యతాసిం ఆహేదం.
దండపాణిం ఇవోద్యతం.
దండపాణిం ఇవోదయం.
దయం.
దతం.
సూత ఉవాచ.
సూత ఉవాచ.
పరీక్షితేవం ఆదిష్టః.
పరీక్షితేవం ఆదిష్టః.
సకలిర్జాతవే పతుః.
సకలిర్జాతవే పతుః.
తం ఉద్యతాసిం ఆహేదం.
తం ఉద్యతాసిం ఆహేదం.
దండపాణిం ఇవోద్యతం.
దండపాణిం ఇవోదయతం.
కలిర్ ఉవాచ.
కలిర్ వాచ.
యత్ర క్వ యత్ర క్వ వాత వత్స్యామి.
యత్ర క్వ వాత వత్స్యామి.
సర్వభౌమ తవాగ్యయా.
సర్వభౌమ తవాగ్యయా.
లక్షయే తత్ర తత్రాపి.
లక్షయే తత్ర తత్రాపి.
త్వాం ఆత్తేషు శరాశరాసనం.
త్వాం ఆత్తేషు శరాసనం.
కలిర్ ఉవాచ.
కలిర్ వాచ.
యత్ర క్వ వాత వత్స్యామి.
యత్ర క్వ వాత వత్స్యామి.
సర్వభౌమ తవాగ్యయా.
సర్వభౌమ తవాగ్యయా.
లక్షయే తత్ర తత్రాపి.
లక్షయే తత్ర తత్రాపి.
త్వాం ఆత్తేషు శరాసనం.
త్వాం ఆత్తేషు శరాసనం.
తన్మే ధర్మ భృతాం శ్రేష్ఠ.
తన్మే ధర్మ శ్రేష్ఠ.
స్థానం నిర్దేశ. స్థానం నిర్దేశతుం అర్హసి.
స్థానం నిర్దేశతుం అర్హసి.
యత్రైవ నియతో వత్స్య.
అత్రైవ నియతో వత్స్య.
ఆతిష్టం స్తేను శాసనం.
ఆతిష్టం తేను శాసనం.
తన్మే ధర్మభృతాం శ్రేష్ఠ.
తన్మే ధర్మభృతా శ్రేష్ఠ.
స్థానం నిర్దేశతుం అర్హసి.
స్థానం నిర్దేశతుం తుం
అర్హసి.
అర్హస్తి.
యత్రైవ నియతో వత్స్య.
యత్రైవ నియతో వత్స్య.
ఆతిష్టం స్తేను శాసనం.
ఆతిష్టంతే ను శాసనం.
సూత ఉవాచ.
సూత వాచ.
పరీక్షితేవం ఆదిష్టః.
పరీక్షితేవం ఆదిష్టం.
సకలిర్జాతవే పతుః.
సకలిర్జాతవే పశుః.
తం ఉద్యతాసిం ఆహేదం.
తం ఉద్యతాసిం ఆహేదం.
దండపాణిం ఇవోద్యతం.
దండపాణిం ఇవోదయతం.
కలిర్ ఉవాచ.
కలిర్ వాచ.
యత్ర క్వ వాత వత్స్యామి.
యత్ర క్వ వాత వత్స్యామి.
సర్వభౌమ తవాగ్యయా.
సర్వభౌమ తవాగ్యయా.
లక్షయే తత్ర తత్రాపి.
లక్షయే తత్ర తత్రాపి.
త్వాం ఆత్తేషు శరాసనం.
త్వాం ఆత్తేషు శరాసనం.
తన్మే ధర్మభృతాం శ్రేష్ఠ.
తన్మే ధర్మభృష్టా శ్రేష్ఠ.
స్థానం నిర్దేశతుం అర్హసి.
స్థానం నిర్దేశతుం
అర్హసి. यत्रैव नियतो वत्स्य
यत्रैव नियतो वत्स्य
आतिष्ठंस्ते अनुशासनम्
आतिष्ठंस्ते अनुशासनम्
सूत उवाच
सूत उवाच
श्री सूत गोस्वामी सेठ परीक्षित भाई महाराज एवं
दस
आदिष्टः
बीइंग ऑर्डर
सह
ही
कलिही
द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ कलि
जाता
देयर वाज
वे पतुहु
ट्रेम्बलिंग
तम
हिम
उद्यता
रेज्ड
असीम
स्वोर्ड
आह
सेड
इदम
दस
दंडपाणिम यमराज द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ डेथ
Like
उद्यतम
almost ready
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
Jai Srila Prabhupada
Shri Suta Goswami said the personality of Kali thus being ordered by Maharaj Parikshit began to tremble in fear seeing the king before him like Yamraj ready to kill him Kali spoke to the king as follows Please repeat. Shri Suta Goswami said, The personality of Kali, thus being ordered by
Maharaj Parikshit,
began to tremble in fear, seeing the king before him like Yamraj, ready to kill him. Kali spoke to the king as follows. Purport. The king was ready to kill the personality of Kali at once, as soon as he disobeyed his order. Otherwise, the king had no objection to allowing him to prolong his life. The personality of Kali also, after attempting to get rid of the punishment in various ways, decided that he must surrender unto him, and thus he began to tremble in fear of his life. The king or the executive head must be so strong as to stand before the personality of Kali like the personality of death, Yamraj. The king's order must be obeyed, otherwise the culprit's life is in risk. That is the way to rule the personalities of Kali who create disturbance in the normal life of the state citizens. Kali Uvacha The personality of Kali said, Yatra,
anywhere,
Kwa,
and everywhere,
Va,
either,
Atha,
thereof,
Vatsyami,
I shall recite,
Sarva Bhauma,
O Lord of the earth,
Tava,
your
Agyaya,
by the order,
Lakshaye,
I see,
Tatra,
anywhere and everywhere,
Api,
also,
Twam,
your majesty,
Atya, taken over,
issue,
arrows,
Sarsanam,
bows. O your majesty, though I may live anywhere and everywhere under your order, I shall but see you with bow and arrows wherever I look. Purport. The personality of Kali could see that Maharaj Parikshit was the emperor of all lands all over the world, and thus anywhere he might live, he would have to meet with the same mood of the king. The personality of Kali was meant for mischief and Maharaj Parikshit was meant for subduing all kinds of mischief mongers, especially the personality of Kali. It was better therefore for the personality of Kali to have been killed by the king then and there instead of being killed elsewhere. He was after all a surrendered soul before the king and it was for the king to do what was required. Take the 37. That.
Therefore.
Me. Dharma Bhratam.
Of all the protectors of religion.
Shrestha.
O chief.
Sthanam.
Place.
Nirdeshtum. Fix.
Fix.
Arhasi. May you do so. Yatra.
Where.
Eva.
Certainly.
Niyataha.
Always.
Vatsye.
Can reside.
Atisthan.
Atisthan.
Permanently situated.
Your.
Anushasanam.
Under your rule.
Therefore, O chief amongst the protectors of religion, please fix some place for me where I can live permanently under the protection of your government. Purport. The personality of Kali addressed Maharaj Parikshit as the chief amongst the protectors of religiosity because the king refrained from killing a person who surrendered unto him. A surrendered soul should be given all protection even though he may be an enemy. That is the principle of religion. And we can imagine what sort of protection is given by the personality of Godhead to the person who surrenders unto him, not as an enemy, but as a devoted servitor. The Lord protects the surrendered soul from all sins and all resultant reactions of the sinful acts. Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Suta uvacha parikshitaivam adishtah sakalir jatavepatu tam udyatasim ahedam dandapanim ivodyatam. Kaliru uvacha yatrakva vatavatsyami sarva bhaumatavagyaya lakshaye tatra tatrapi vam atteshu sarasanam. I wiped it by mistake. Tanme dharma bratam shrestha sthanam nirdeshtum arhasi yatraeva niyato vatsya atistham te anushasanam. Shri Suta Goswami said, the personality of Kali, thus being ordered by Maharaj Parikshit, began to tremble in fear, seeing the king before him like Yamraj, ready to kill him. Kali spoke to the king as follows. O your majesty, though I may live anywhere and everywhere under your order, I shall but see you with bow and arrows wherever I look. Therefore, O chief amongst the protectors of religion, please fix some place for me where I can live permanently under the protection of your government. So now we see Suta Goswami is describing what happened after that. You know, after Maharaj Parikshit was about to kill Kali, Purusha, he surrendered to the king, and so king decided that okay, he's not going to kill him, but he said you cannot live in this my kingdom here. So you can go and live somewhere else. So now, Suta Goswami is explaining that after hearing this, the Kali started talking to the king. And he knows everything about the king. He knows that this king is not going to go back on his words. Whatever he has said, he is going to do it. And once he decides that I cannot live where there is religiosity going on, then naturally it will be very difficult, because he says, you will have an eye on me, you will keep a watch on me, and wherever go, your bows and arrows, like, you know, he says, I will see your bow and arrow everywhere, wherever I live, because I will know that I cannot do anything wrong. So that is a perfect kingdom, you know. A thief or a mischief monger, as Prabhupada says here, the word, should be afraid of the law, you know. He should be trembling in the name of the law. Then only the crime and everything will come down, you know. People should know that they cannot take the law in their own hand. Because we know that why this is spoken like this, because that was a different period, different millennium, different yuga. Now we know, even if something happens, okay, you can say some countries are little more disciplined than others, but that discipline is going now, you know. Way back, even 20 years back, those who came to America, for example, they would know that difference between then and now. Even in, you know, earlier I remember when people used to come back from America, they would say, oh, nothing is stolen, you know. You just leave your milk outside, your paper outside, and, you know, the post or the parcel, whatever comes, the courier brings a big parcel and just leaves it outside the door and goes, you know, and nobody picks up. But no more. Can see, I know the stories of people telling that their taps have been stolen, something or other, you know, simply you leave something, and because the Kali Yuga is progressing and people are becoming more greedy and more needy also, because, you know, people are not happy, they don't have jobs, they don't have so many problems in the world. So Prabhupada is very firm. He says, if that happens, if the mischief monger is taken care of, then the rest of the people can live in peace. So here Kali is asking for a place whereby he will get the protection. See, that is his idea. He is a very clever person. He says, show me a place where I will not be killed. You decide. Here first the king said, okay, you can go and live somewhere else. So he says, what is that somewhere else? I don't know. Because anywhere I go, and that also proves that Parikshit Maharaj was ruling over the whole world. So where do you go? You can send a person to a Kalapani outside your country, but here the country's definition has changed. The whole planet is under one kingdom. So how do you do that? So he was very smart. He says, give me somewhere where I can. And then, of course, we'll see in the following shloka that Parikshit Maharaj obliges. So Prabhupada, what we have to learn from this is simple. If a demon or a demoniac person like Kali, whose whole plan is to pollute, he could get pardoned just by surrendering. So what about us? What about the devotees? Will the devotees not get protection from the Lord? Yesterday we saw the Devata worship versus worship to Krishna. What's the difference? We saw that. And we got some proof from Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. And here, Prabhupada is giving the formula, same formula which is there. The 18.66 formula of Krishna. Simple. Simplest. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshasyami ma shuchah. Just surrender to me, to Krishna. And he says, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. He doesn't say some papebhyo. He doesn't say some sins I will take care of, the other sins you have to suffer. No, he doesn't say that. But the condition is, ekam sharanam vraja. Ekam sharanam. No duality here, you know, no saying, oh, also here, also there, oh, sabhi ek hai. No, Krishna didn't say that. Either otherwise he would have said, okay, go, and now you can worship whoever you want. No, Krishna is telling very, very final instruction. Maam ekam sharanam vraja. And what? Sarva dharman parityajya. Forget about all other obligations. Obligation to pitra, matra, whatever, you know, that's all temporary. Of course, some of you will get a shock. What is Prabhuji saying? You know, how can that be? And all. It's there. It's that, you know, because it's difficult to digest, so we want to postpone it, you know. We just say, no. Right now, let me do this. Right now, let me get attached to my job and family and everything. And later on, we'll see when I'm old. When we are old, we become more attached. Prabhupada was telling one time that, you know, when he went to, he was visiting some hospital and he said some 85-90 year old man was almost like, you know, on the last stage of his life. And when some young girl entered the room, he said that old man's eyes were popping. Hmm? Popping out to see. So that means you know you are going to go, but you are still have a hope, you know, you want to still that attachment to the material world. It's not easy. And that is why we have to hear Bhagavatam. It's like, you know, what is Bhagavatam? It's like you have a plant, and you know, just we have planted now, so it's called Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotion. And now you want it to grow. How do you grow? So you have to add fertilizer, water, good earth, good soil, and then as it is growing a little, you have to give some protection, you know. In the beginning, the creeper is very tender. So you give protection by putting a fence around it or something, or, you know, putting a bamboo or stick or something to give it support. And then also take care of the weeds, you know. Just now in the morning we are discussing, you know, we got a few roses planted here in the temple, and the weeds are growing faster than the rose plants, you know. We just got rid of them a week back, and now again it's like we never got rid of it, you know, like that. So that's a constant practice, and Bhagavatam helps us in that, you know. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. It's just like, you know, watering the plant every day. And as we are watering, Bhagavatam also tells us about the anarthas. Anartha. Anartha means which is like an obstacle in the path. Okay. So, like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hope to see you tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.